Maybe there is no way to reconcile privacy with the growth of the internet and the many forces interested in monitoring, stealing, or disrupting its flow of information. The Obama administration wants to create some regulations to at least alert consumers of the potentially unavoidable dangers in the era of Sony's leaks and Edward Snowden's revelations. The Personal Data Notification and Protection Act would impose a 30-day time frame for companies to notify consumers if their data has been hacked. And a companion act, the Student Data Privacy Act, would prevent nosy advanced technology from enabling companies to make money off of valuable data collected from digital devices in schools and universities. Is this solid armor for users, or kind of an admission by the government that they can't really ensure anybody's privacy anymore? Nuala O'Connor is president and chief executive officer of the Center for Democracy and Technology, a nonprofit organization focused on advancing a free and open internet. Nuala, welcome back.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
So what do you think? Admission of defeat?
No, I think this is a good step forward. I will give the Obama administration a solid, maybe a B minus, since we're talking about student privacy today. As a mom, I'm delighted. It's the right thing to do, but companies should have been doing these right things all along with our kids' data. But as a U.S. citizen, these proposals fall far short of what we really need, and that's protection against ubiquitous government surveillance. So why I give them a B or maybe even a lower grade is that the real issue today facing internet users, facing anyone living in the digital age, is the sense of their data, their information, their communications being sacrosanct. And I am far more concerned about the transmission of data to the government and the potential abuse and misuse by government actors who can, let's be honest, put you in jail, which is far more serious than sending you an ad. And the blurring of the line between data collected by corporations and data collected by the government. So while these are good proposals, and I think they could even be stronger, but they are certainly a good first step, they are really tinkering around the fringes of the big issue today in digital life, which is how safe are we? How truly secure are we in our communications, in our email, in our privacy of our online experience?
Do you think that these acts, though, do represent a shift away from ironclad firewall protection versus notification and disclosure as really the strategy moving forward for consumers online?
Well, I certainly hope not. And I would caution any company against thinking that these are going to be adequate protections that supplant good cybersecurity, good structured data holdings. And a layered defense, a layered security system is really what's called for that involves not just good policies and procedures by companies, but really secure systems. And what we've talked about in the past is, you know, the Sony hack, the Target breach, the Home Depot breach. If companies, big and small today, operating any part of their business online do not realize that cybersecurity and data privacy are top-tier risk issues for their companies, they are living under a rock. These are the number one, two, and three issues for risk committees, for CEOs of any type, not just tech companies, but anyone whose company touches the internet in any way.
But under this rock is also the indication that governments are going to take extraordinary steps to monitor people such as the terrorist individuals who were involved in the Charlie Hebdo case. And, we're learning more and more just how much information was available. Take out terrorist and insert consumer, and it's the same technology, right?
I think what happened in Paris and what has happened over and over again in Boston, in New York, is tragedy on an unbelievable scale and horrific. And we already had the tools in place to monitor people, and we still were not able to prevent those attacks. So, you know, having worked at Homeland Security with the inimitable Tom Ridge, you know, he would tell you that more data is not necessarily better data. More data is just more data. And what we need is a combination of physical intelligence, of personal intelligence, of data intelligence. So I'm not saying that no data should be in the hands of the government, but I'm saying that very limited, very, very secure and very targeted collection is what's necessary, not ubiquitous bulk data collection on your grandmother's telephones and your email to your sister about, you know, your kid's birthday party. So I think there's a role to be played for technology in national security and law enforcement. But your point is also well taken. The ability to collect incredible amounts of detailed information. And as we move inside the home, with the smart car, with smart appliances, the level of granularity, the level of detail that your devices can reveal about you and your personal habits is mind blowing. I mean, it's exciting also from a utility standpoint. If I could tell my refrigerator to, go tell the local grocery store that I'm out of milk and have that milk on my doorstep when I get home, I mean, that improves my quality of life as a working parent. There are great advances in healthcare and energy and environment and in education that can be afforded to us by better data, by better technology. That is true. But if we're going to use all these great technologies, we've also got to have good rules in place. And so we do support the idea of both self-regulation and regulation and legislation to improve the structure, to improve the protections for the individual.
Well, we will see how much the president wants to elaborate on these proposals in his State of the Union address later this month. And we'll also see if there's any bipartisanship as far as going forward on this strategy here. But you made a reference to something that I want to end on, and that is, the question of having someone send you an ad versus the question of the government putting you in jail are radically different. And I would totally agree with you. But I'm wondering if, given the proliferation of information out there from your devices and everything else, if lawyers are going to have to go back and look at this distinction between government access to information and commercial access to information to make more of a clear line between the two, because I think it's becoming pretty blurred.
I think you're right. The blurring of the lines is the big warning signal we should all be taking in this digital age. But we have historically had a difference between our relationship to the government and our relationship to the private sector in privacy in the United States. The Privacy Act of 1974 only covers government. And that's why these acts, let's put that in the larger context, these are good step forwards to realize the data is flowing everywhere, all the time, and we need a sense of structure and a sense of order in our commercial data as well as our government data.
But if Verizon decides, when the government asks to hand over their commercial data, what's the 1974 Act going to do to protect this?
Not enough right now, that's for sure. You're 100% right.
Newell O'Connor is President and Chief Executive Officer of the Center for Democracy and Technology, a nonprofit organization focused on advancing a free and open internet. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Support for The Takeaway comes from LegalZoom. For over 10 years, providing solutions for business owners, families, and individuals to get legal help, including incorporation, LLCs, wills, and living trusts. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them. Because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.